Hello and good morning. Welcome to my educational podcast on Southeast Asia, Australia, and Oceania. This is Kennedy speaking. Today we'll be going over some of the things I've learned about Southeast Asia, Australia, and Oceania. Starting out with Southeast Asia and their traditional religion. Now, their traditional religion is animism, which is a belief that spirits exist in animals, plants, objects, and places. The spirits are believed to influence the lives of many people. Many believe it started in prehistoric times before written historians. Southeast Asia has also been trying to save the Asian elephants by using methods such as electric solar-powered fences to keep them in protected areas and putting hammocks up so the elephants think that humans are there so they stay away. And the impact was amazing. Now heading on to the subject of Australia. Australia is one of the most urban countries. People mostly live in nearby suburbs or cities. A lot of Australia's climate is arid. Around 60% of the continent receives 10 inches of rain per year. The dry climate makes farmers Now heading on to the subject of Australia. Australia is today one of the most urban countries. People mostly live in nearby suburbs or cities. A lot of Australia's climate is arid. Around 60% of the continent receives 10 inches of rain per year. The dry climate makes farming and ranching difficult. Also, farmers mainly rely on irrigation rather than rainfall to water their crops. Sheep and cattle rangers also rely on irrigation. Lastly, Oceania. Traditional Polynesia, where several generations lived together in one house, and the older ones in the family would have to teach the younger ones important skills that they needed to help the family out in the future. Polynesia today is like Australia. It has become more urban since around the 1960s. Antarctica is located on the South Pole. Antarctica is covered in thick layers of ice and snow,